It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. When a U.S. missile hit a compound earlier this week in a village along the Pakistani border with Afghanistan, it left a senior al-Qaeda leader dead. Pakistanis in the area said a dozen people were killed in that strike. Western government officials have identified one of them as Abu Layth al-Ibi, said to be one of the top five or six leaders of al-Qaeda. NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
Abu Layth al-Libi, the Libyan in Arabic, was hardly a familiar name, but his killing this week is a big deal to those who have studied al-Qaeda over the past few years. Robert Grenier directed the CIA Counterterrorism Center until 2006.
He has been a known and fairly prominent al-Qaeda leader for quite some time.
A Western government official says al-Libi had been an active jihadi or Islamist at least since the early 1990s. One of his many roles was as a spokesman for al-Qaeda. In this message, broadcast in 2005, al-Libi told Muslims around the world that their religion would be victorious. But he was even more important to al-Qaeda as a military commander in the Taliban-controlled areas of Afghanistan and Pakistan. Tom Johnson is a terrorism and South Asia expert at the Naval Postgraduate School.
People that know him talk about his tenacity and his brave nature and his military knowledge. So this was no private. This guy was clearly one of the senior officers in bin Laden's al-Qaeda.
The Western government official knowledgeable about al-Libi's role says he was believed to be heavily involved in planning attacks against Western targets in Afghanistan. Tom Johnson, who has consulted for the U.S. military on the ground in Afghanistan, says al-Libi was believed to have been an al-Qaeda military trainer, working with Taliban militants on both sides of the Afghanistan-Pakistan border. In that sense, Johnson says, al-Libi personified what al-Qaeda is now doing generally with the Taliban movement, strengthening its military capability.
The role that al-Qaeda plays is much like many of our soldiers and Marines play relative to the Afghan National Army. They're embedded with different units to give them detailed instructions on how to conduct an insurgency.
Abu Layth al-Libi's particular expertise, Johnson says, was in explosives. That's an area in which the Taliban guerrilla movement has made great advances. Just a few years ago, there were almost no roadside bombings using improvised explosive devices, or IEDs, in Afghanistan. Last year, there were more than 140. Al-Qaeda has long been known to provide inspiration to local terrorist groups, but this training role may be just as important. Former CIA official Robert Grenier, now a managing director at Kroll Corporation, says Taliban fighters did not use IEDs previously, in large part, because they didn't know about them, much less how to make them.
This mindset and these actual physical capabilities are transferred by people. A specific trainer who has capabilities, who then goes from the Middle East region and travels physically to Afghanistan begins to train others, who in turn influence and train others beyond that circle.
The missile that killed Abu Layth al-Libi this week was fired, according to U.S. officials, by an unmanned Predator aircraft, presumably under CIA control. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.